Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Farmers urged not to take the law into their own hands in seeking to address farm theft. Stay with us to hear more and later our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Oyes. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
Are you preparing students for PEP? Then register for the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information's regional weekend PEP camps. Come learn about practical empowering preparation techniques for PEP as the ministry seeks to build the capacity of our teachers. The camps are scheduled to start September 15. Deadline for registration is Friday, September 7. For further information, call or WhatsApp 876-552-8376.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, is calling on farmers to report farm theft to the police instead of taking the law into their own hands. Minister Hutchinson is assuring farmers that once the Agricultural Produce Act is amended, they will be able to recover the full cost of produce lost to theft.
You have good police officers to report it quietly. You have police officers who you can trust. Police officers who you can rely on. Even if it's your brother, your sister, you know they are thieves. Report it. The jungle justice is not going to work.
Mr. Hutchinson was speaking at the launch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF Farmers Watch Group at the Dutch Hill New Testament Church of God in Ulster Spring, Trelawney recently. The Farmers Watch Group project, a collaborative effort of the police and citizens of South Trelawney, is designed to bring both stakeholders together in a bid to reduce incidents of predator larceny and other community issues. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, Newport First and Jamaica Limited will be hosting an onion production workshop on Tuesday, September 11 in Flagman, St. Elizabeth. Onion cultivators, onion traders and storage facility operators, production and marketing organizations and member branches of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, are invited to participate. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. God Almighty know why he broke fowl wing. Translation: God Almighty knows why he broke the fowl's wing. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, some people are simply too arrogant and have to be humbled. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. And before we go, tune in this Thursday, September 6th at 12 noon on the Jamaica Information Service Facebook page for JIS Radio's Studio 58, a live interview with the Development Bank of Jamaica and the winner of the International Business Model Competition. Don't forget to send in your questions and comments. That's it for today's program. Connect with us and send your questions or comments to JIS News on Twitter, JIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.